Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. I have Tim Murphy with me from SAFE here in Wilkes, and we have lots of things to talk about. Tim, how are you, sir?
I'm good. It's good to see you.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. I think we talk about this every year. In fact, I had talked with the folks from our house and the Children's Hope Alliance about the walk that's coming up this Sunday. Normally, it's
that's
the first
right. It's
Sunday.
April the 8th.
But it's April the 8th this year because of Easter being last Sunday. And it's a new place where you start walking. They're going to start walking from
whatever that place is called, where the amphitheater is.
Yeah, there. And walk down to our house on Sunday. So that'll be a neat thing. But there's also some special training that's coming up this month, right?
So I teach a class called Stewards of Children. It's
right.
About preventing child sexual abuse. And we have sort of a training blitz going on this month. I've got like 6 or 7 different trainings, and 3 of them are open to the public. So that's why I'm here today, is just to make sure that people know about those trainings so that any of them want to get in on them, they're absolutely free, and they're various dates.
Now, as I was talking with the ladies from our house and Children's Hope Alliance, and I wish this was a thing where I could invite you guys in and say, okay, there's no more child abuse, and we don't have to talk about this anymore, but unfortunately, that is not the case. And
no, it's not.
No.
So I work at a center, Safe Spot Child Advocacy Center, where we deal with reports of child sexual abuse and severe physical abuse. Over 100 reports last year that we responded to.
Just here locally?
Just, yes, in Wilkes County. Mm. And so you can see that when you think about some of the cases that maybe aren't reported, that there's a lot of need out there. And as a prevention educator, I'm really working to put myself out of a job. I would love to see a world where our phone did not ring.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so who are these classes for? If someone's listening saying, well, that's not for me, why would I need that class? Who are these classes for?
Well, do you have a pulse? Are you an adult?
There you go.
Age 18 or older. It's pretty much for you. So if you work with children in any capacity, and that could be professionally, like you're a school teacher or mm-hmm. Operator of a child care center. If you are a volunteer with youth, like you volunteer at your church's Bible school, or you do Sunday school, or you take youth places, you're a little league coach. If you have children, if you have grandchildren, there's a lot of different ways that this material that we teach can be very influential,
right.
Very important.
And it's just important information, you know, what to look for and what to do and all that type of stuff.
Well, most kids that are abused don't tell anybody. So it's really on us to see the signs mm-hmm. and know how to respond. So every time I do a training, I ask participants, and we've trained about 1,000 people now.
Wow.
Every time we do a training, I ask them, what's your takeaway? And I have them write that down. Mm-hmm. I've got a big spreadsheet at my office. The number one takeaway that I get is I need to listen more closely to children. Whether it's a teacher saying, I need to listen more closely to the kids I teach, or a mom or a grandma saying, I need to listen more closely to my own children, that's their biggest takeaway. And what a great thing, you know, that people get.
Tim, because we live in such a fast-paced society, and it seems like all of us are going 3 directions or 4 directions at one time, is that one of the reasons why we don't take time to slow down and listen to kids, do you think?
I don't know. I did see, I was out to eat one time and looked across the restaurant. My wife kind of nudged me and said, look at that family. And every member of the family was looking at their own device.
Yeah.
So it was like a family of 4, and they're all looking at their, you know, each one at their own phone.
Right.
So I don't know that that might be part of it as well. But yeah, between being busy and being kind of disengaged, you know, and there's a difference between words are hitting your eardrum and you really listening
right.
and taking it to heart and understanding what's being said, you know, even in the silences in between the words.
Now, when and where are these classes?
So I've got 3 that are coming up. There's one tomorrow night at Pilgrim Baptist Church. It starts at 6 p.m., so that'd be Wednesday, mm-hmm. April the 4th, 6 p.m. at Pilgrim Baptist Church. We got another one on a Saturday, and it's teamed up with the Realtors Run for a Cause. So this would be like a biathlon. You could run in the morning or walk, and then after that, we've got a training that starts at 10 a.m. at the Wilkes Express YMCA, and that's on Saturday, April the 21st. And then the final one is on Monday, April the 30th, starts at 9:30 at the Stone Center. And so we got one on a Monday, we got one on a Saturday, we got one tomorrow night. And they're all absolutely free. It's all the same material, so you could pick the one that works best for your schedule.
Are we talking about a couple of hours of information?
Yes. So it takes about 2 hours. And this training is very interesting, I think, because it's told through the stories of people who have survived sexual abuse and come to find healing. And so there are people that are talking about what happened to them as a way to teach the rest of us about how to spot this, how to stop it, and how to respond if it does happen. The stories that they tell are very powerful, and they're the kind of thing that you'll remember long after you forget anything that I've had to say.
Right. Now, if someone wanted to find out more information on this, on the child sexual abuse training prevention, how would they do that? Do they need to call you? Is there a website?
So we have a website at my office. It's SafeSpot, S-P-O-T like the dog, Wilkes.org. So SafeSpotWilkes.org. And then when you go to that opening page, there's a big old button there that says Join the Movement. When you hit that button, it'll take you to the page that has all the information about Stewards of Children. And there you'll see the three training dates that we talked about. You can sign up online. Even just like when you go to a movie, you can see the trailer beforehand just to see what it looks like. You can watch the trailer of Stewards of Children. You know, it's about 2 minutes long just to see, hey, you know, this is what it's all about.
Now, I'm sitting here thinking, because we're entering into the season where folks are having vacation Bible school and they're doing a lot of youth events at their church. Would you highly recommend this for churches? I know you're going to be at a church Wednesday night, but would you highly recommend this for churches? Because a lot of them have bus ministries where they go out into the community.
Absolutely.
And they actually don't meet the parents, they meet the kids. So
yes, and those kids are counting on all of us as adults to be able to take care of them. So yes, Vacation Bible School, the after-school programs in the school, all those outreach-type things, they put you in touch with the community, which is great, but it kind of puts a burden of responsibility on you as a volunteer to know what to do if there were a child suffering. And yeah, I think that's important.
Well, a lot of times we'll sit around and kind of wring our hands and, well, I don't know what to do. Should I do anything? Should I not? This actually empowers you so that you have some good information and you know where to start.
Yes, it does. And the other thing it does is, as a parent or grandparent, it gives you some language to use with your own kids so that you are the go-to person when it comes to teaching them about sex and sexuality rather than letting some kid on the playground do it.
Right.
And that's a tough subject. A lot of people are a little bit kind of shaky on it. This program does that in a very sound way, and it leaves participants encouraged to have better dialogue with their kids.
Right.
One of the big things we try to get across is every kid needs a circle of caring adults around them.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a conversation you could have with your kids. You know, you go home and say, you know, if something were to ever happen to you, I would always want you to feel like you could turn to me. But if you couldn't, who would you turn to?
Right.
And then try to help them brainstorm. Well, for example, something happened at school. Who could you tell at school? If something happened at church, who could you tell there?
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't find me, and then they can brainstorm, you know, like relatives, like I tell grandma or I tell your, you know, my aunt or whoever.
Right.
You know, so that kids know that there's a protective circle around them. Every kid deserves that.
Right. And as you say, it takes more than just the parent. They actually need a group of parents or a group of adults.
Yes.
On their side as advocates that's looking out for them.
You got a posse there.
There you go. Child needs a good posse with them wherever they
are. Well, we all do, right?
Yeah, you know? In today's society, you really do. All right. So these, again, give me the dates and places of the three events that are coming up month.
So tomorrow night, April 4th, Wednesday night, Pilgrim Baptist Church, 6 p.m. Derek Kilby is hosting us, pastor there. So glad that he's having us out. April the 21st, which is a Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wilkes Express YMCA at West Park. And then April 30th, 9:30 at the Stone Center.
All right. So three opportunities just this month.
Yep.
And if somebody wanted to get in touch or find out about hosting an event, again, this month or maybe next month or later this year, you can do that by going to the website.
They can do it through the website or they can call me at 838-9169. The neat thing about this is we've got funding to train up to 2,000 people. people.
Awesome.
And we hit our 1,000th person back in January. And, you know, the theory is that when you hit 5% of the adult population of any community, you hit kind of a tipping point
mm-hmm.
where now you've got enough adults trained that those adults start to get the other adults on board. So it's kind of like getting a big boulder rolling.
Right.
We're halfway toward that tipping point.
Awesome. So find out more about this. Again, you can go online, safespotwilkes.org.
Yep.
And this training is coming up this month. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So get some information, get educated. Let's start turning this trend around so that when Tim and I come together, we're talking about, hey, how the rates of abuse are going down.
Yes, ma'am.
Not up. That would be awesome.
That would be.
All right. Tim Murphy of SAFE, thank you so much for stopping by, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That's been Tim Murphy of SAFE talking about Child Abuse Prevention Month and some very important training coming up this month. Again, find out more at safespotwilkes.org. That's safespotwilkes.org. And again, Tim, your number is?
838-9169.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills.